The Ruby Princess cruise ship, it's docked at Port Kembla near Wollongong in New South Wales, and it'll remain there for the next 10 days. It's now been almost 3 weeks since the cruise ship arrived in Sydney, and more than 2,500 passengers were allowed to disembark. But that decision is now the subject of a criminal investigation by New South Wales Police. Infections linked to the ship account for about 10% of Australia's total COVID-19 cases. And so far, there have been 11 deaths stemming from infections on the ship. Rachel Mealy, she's been following the story and joins me now with the latest. Afternoon, Rachel. So as I just said, the ship's now docked at Port Kembla. What's going to happen while it's there?
Tom, while it's there, sick passengers on board or crew members on board will be treated and the ship will be restocked with fresh food and other supplies. Now, New South Wales Police say that there are more than 1,000 crew members, about 1,040, I think, from around 50 different countries on board. And at this stage, more than 200 of them are showing symptoms of coronavirus. Now, those crew members are being looked after by the private medical firm Aspen Medical. They've almost been subcontracted, if you like, by New South Wales Health to set up care on board the ship. New South Wales Police say 200 patients is about the limit of how many patients they can handle on board the ship at any time. But this will be assessed every day to see how many patients require any level of treatment, meaning, you know, some will get better and they'll be not requiring an extra level of treatment. The New South Wales Police Commissioner said that two extra crew were taken off yesterday and admitted to hospital. Now, Glenn Keyes is the executive director of that firm, Aspen Medical, and he told RN Breakfast this morning that the sick crew members have been isolated and separated.
In our view, we have developed a report such that they can be treated on board. The ship's been very good in spreading all of the crew out to make sure that there's enough room, there's fresh air, they've got all of the processes that they need and the treatment that they need to be able to be treated.
Glenn Keyes from Aspen Medical. Rachel Mealy is with me. Rachel, the Ruby Princess is now the subject of a criminal investigation by New South Wales Police. What's been the response to that so far?
Well, the New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says that while that ship is docked at Port Kembla, investigators will be able to board the ship to carry out more inquiries. He was asked this morning whether the investigation might also be widened to include looking into how other cruise ships were also allowed to dock in Sydney during that same week back in March. He hasn't ruled that out, and he says that's a question that investigators are looking into. Ben Hardiman was a passenger on board the Ruby Princess, along with his fiancée and his grandparents, and he's now one of the passengers who's joined a class action lawsuit against the cruise ship company, and he says he's pleased that the matter is now in the hands of the police.
I am pleased a criminal investigation has been launched into the Ruby Princess nightmare. I believe it will speed up the process to who is at fault, and wouldn't be surprised if there were a significant number of resignations that come out of both sides, whether it be the government and probably the cruise line trying to get out of it as well.
Rachel, have we heard from locals in Port Kembla yet?
Well, Tom, as you can imagine, there were a few unhappy locals watching as the ship docked this morning. They're understandably worried, I guess, about the risk of the virus spreading into their community. The local MP has echoed that with worries that the local hospital can't contain the load of extra cases. But again, the New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller gave his assurance that the proper security procedures are in place and no one will have to leave the ship without the proper permission. And he's also been assured by New South Wales Health that the extra sick patients won't be a strain on local resources.
Okay, Rachel Mealy reporting there.